You're psyched.
Neil Sagan is joining us.
Neil, what's going on, Neil?
Hey, Greeny, what's up? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. And, you know, we got some bad news to the golf world yesterday. Tiger Woods shutting it down, not playing in the next two scheduled events. Is this the beginning of the end?
It feels that way to me. And I think a lot of people in the golf world are hanging on to the idea of a comeback for Tiger. And since I heard that news yesterday, I'm starting to think about, you know, how it's hard for these greats to retire. You know, you see it in different sports. And I'm not really ready to throw dirt on Tiger's career. But if he can't play physically, it doesn't look good. And I'm feeling like this season needs to probably decide that matter. You know, if he doesn't get something kind of going by June around U.S. Open time, I'm wondering if he shouldn't just hang it up.
Well, I mean, do we have reasonable expectations for him? I mean, I know he thinks he's ready to play, and so we're all disappointed. But what do you think we can expect from him going forward, even if he is healthy?
That's a great question. That's what I'm wondering, too. I mean, physically, step one is physically being well enough to go out and play on the PGA Tour. It's not the same as playing at home or practicing, going out and playing 18 holes. His physical body being tournament ready, you know, to go 72 holes, to do the travel, to do all the prep for that. And how many rounds has he played since he's had the back surgery and he rehabbed? Not that many. You know, he played four at the Hero Challenge. He missed the cut at Farmers. He went over to Dubai and played one round. It just doesn't look good. And if you can't get back physically, you know, then it's really game over.
Well, and when we talk about Tiger, does this sort of, I don't know, going out with a whimper potentially, what does that do for his legacy?
It's not the way he would want to go out. And, like, if he can't at the very least, I'm kind of thinking about, he's not playing the next 2 weeks. What are his prospects for even getting back to Augusta and playing? You know, you think about some of these greats who sort of had their own little farewell tour. This is not, you know, just announcing a retirement without going back to some of these places where he's won, and like Augusta, and being able to play one more time. That's not at all the way you'd want to go out as a great champion. But we've seen, again, other sports where the retirement has not gone that well. Guys have not been able to go out on their terms. And I'm wondering if this isn't going to, unfortunately, happen to Tiger as well.
Well, and for me, I'm tremendously disappointed because at this point in his life, Tiger actually seems happier. Like, he's potentially having a better time. He's developed some social skills that he didn't have early on. It would be really fun to watch him do well at this time in his life. And it just is so hard to watch.
I feel the same way. It's hard to watch. And I'd love to see him go out and play again and maybe play, you know, 15 events a year, get into contention again, see what that's like for him. I don't think, regardless of what he says to people in the media, I don't think he has the same expectations. I think he just wants to get out with the guys and play again. And I'd love to see him be able to do that. I feel like his career is really already starting to pivot with, you know, his business ventures and sort of rebranding himself and taking on a little bit more of an ambassador role in golf, and he's mentoring some of these fellas. And I like seeing that. And I feel like we need to start thinking about Tiger more in those terms, because him competing is just not happening. You know, it's like watching someone retire in super slow motion.
Yeah, you got to think that with him bailing out of the next two events, that if he doesn't show up in Arnie's event, then you know there's a serious issue because everybody's going to want to play Arnie's event this year. Obviously, if he doesn't play the Masters, I think it's over at that point. I don't think that he's got the opportunity to practice as much as he needs to. I mean, we know the Tigers game relies on a lot of practice, and that's what it's going to take. Again, we're talking with Neil Segabiel, and he is the armchair blogger. And, Neil, when we start talking about – it seems like things go in groupings. I mean, we've seen Jordan Spieth have a run. We've now seen Dustin Johnson have a run. We saw Jason Day have a run. Are we looking at kind of the next big thing with, you know, Hideki Matsuyama and Justin Thomas having runs right now?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, this crop of younger players, DJ's not that young now. He's 32, but they are just amazing. And, you know, we see them popping up and playing so well. And I especially like the way Matsuyama's playing right now. You know, I think if I were looking ahead to the majors like the Masters, he probably, to me, on paper and the way he's playing recently, looks a little bit better than Thomas, although Thomas definitely has the game to probably win anytime he tees it up. I was looking at how some of these guys have done in the Masters, and Matsuyama's got nice finishes the last 2 years. I think his game will translate really well to Augusta. So, he's one of the – he's up there in terms of being a favorite now, even though he hasn't won a major. So I like his game, and I think some of these other fellows, Spieth, McIlroy, Day, DJ, Bubba, you know, I think you can expect to see them play well too. They're at that caliber where they could win any time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it seems like these guys both have something to their game. I mean, Justin Thomas hits it as far as anybody does, and he weighs 145 pounds soaking wet. Matsuyama, we were breaking down his stats earlier. I mean, as well as he's played coming out of the gates just in 2017, the heck with last fall, just in 2017, the way he's played, his putting stats are atrocious. I mean, he's 130-something in terms of strokes gained putting. I mean, if he finds the putter at a place like Augusta, I mean, he could blow the field away.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, putting's always so important there. It's important at any tournament. But, I liked he finished fifth and 15 and tied for seventh last year. So he's got a little bit more experience around the place than Thomas, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's how they're playing coming in. And one of the things I've noticed about Augusta is with so many good young players, Augusta has really been a haven for first time winners. You know, Tiger last won in 05, and since then there's only been two guys that have more than one victory at Augusta, and that's Phil and Bubba. And the rest of them have been first-time winners there. So we should never be surprised to see someone break through at Augusta.
Are those of us who talk about golf for a living, are we too obsessed with finding the next big thing and replacing Tiger? And can't we just put Tiger in a box someplace as something different and say these other guys all have their own individual value and that golf is stronger now than it's ever been?
Yes. I say yes to that.
Amen.
You know, I'll tell you, you just don't get a Tiger. I'm an old guy. I actually predate Tiger in terms of following golf, growing up playing golf. I never thought I'd see Tiger. I never thought I'd see someone dominate the game the way Nicklaus did, again, because of the money and all the things that make it so difficult to play at that level and win all those majors. I think Tiger's shown that every once in a while, maybe every 25 years or so, we might get someone who really separates himself from the pack. But I think, you know, as a golf fan and someone who just watches game and writes about the game, I think golf is in great shape. And we can't – we should be pleasantly surprised and excited when we see someone like Tiger come along, but we shouldn't expect it.
All right. Well, we're talking to Neil Sagabiel, our favorite armchair golf blogger. And I'm curious, we had a question earlier in the show about the 16th at Waste Management and whether those kind of environments are good for golf, and should we look for more things that are a curveball and change the sameness of the PGA Tour schedule. Where do you land on that?
Can you tell me that question again?
Yeah, we were looking at the 16th at Waste Management and the environment there and curious if,
oh, okay, the environment.
If things,
right.
Yeah, if things that change up the sameness of the PGA Tour schedule, you know, should we just accept them all as good or and try to find as many as possible, or just deal with the distractions that we currently have?
You know, I think as far as that event, I mean, it wouldn't be so special if it was like that several weeks a year, but I think they've got a great event. I think it, you know, maybe many years ago I would have thought, well, that doesn't really fit the decorum of golf and how golf is played and how people should view golf. But I think it's neat for the game, and I think it brings some attention to it. It's during Super Bowl week, so I don't really have a problem with that. It is different, and I think those differences can make the game a little stronger for both the players and the spectators.
Well, Neil, as always, man, we appreciate you coming on with us. We will catch up with you again periodically during the year and maybe in front of the Masters, and we'll kind of get your take on who you think might win as we get closer.
That'd be fun. It's always good talking to you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot.